The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
A whole new level. Details at lbc.edu/online.
Once again, the ministry is called Heart for Lebanon. It's really a very practical and compassionate outreach into one of the most broken and needy areas of the Middle East, the nation of Lebanon, suffering from the overwhelming, flood, I guess that's the word, of millions of displaced men, women, and children, entire families who've been forced to flee because of the destructive years-long war in Syria. Excuse me. So we have been doing a campaign together, and we're going to continue doing that together until we get the job done. Our goal is to provide 102 families with food and a Christian education and essentials for survival for an entire year. A family of six can be blessed that way with a $348 one-time gift or $29 a month for 12 months. So thank you for what you've done so far. We'll give you an update a little further on, but stay with us right now.
The following program is sponsored by Heart for Lebanon and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
How you doing, folks? Hello there. Welcome to the Don Crow Show. Every day, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we get to hang out together and talk about things going on in the world. Woo! Talk about things going on in the world. That's what we're in the middle of right now in this hour. We're talking about some of the things that really should be on the front pages but have long since been moved away because of other dominant news. We understand that's how news works. A very short shelf life, even with some of the most critical needs and issues. But this is one that we cannot turn away from. And in fact, it's got a history perhaps longer than some of us may remember. I'm talking about the region of Syria and Lebanon and the Syrian war and the ongoing, even as late as last night, I believe, events happening there that are continuing the decimation of that beautiful region and country. And as is always the case with God's grace, Tom, who's with us, and we'll introduce him again in a moment, said in the earlier hour, that was a political phrase that someone borrowed, that never waste a crisis. I loved what Tom Adams said, God never wastes a crisis. Tom is the co-founder of a ministry known as Heart for Lebanon. He's here in studio with me. He is also the COO of that ministry. And Jack Hibbard is on the board of directors for this great reach into one of the most troubled regions of the world. So, Tom, talk about something you shared before we came on the air about as recently as last night, I believe.
Well, you mentioned it, Don, that you know it's not in the front pages of the news or not on the news cycles on TV at the moment. Syria has just kind of been pushed back. But that doesn't mean the war is over, because the war is not over. ISIS might be done physically inside Syria, but ideology keeps on going all over the world, all right? So that didn't go away. And you have 100-plus groups fighting each other inside Syria, and as late as last night, bombs were going over into Syria and from other parts of the Middle East. And it's never going to end. But this is our opportunity. We can look at this as being dark and dismal, and it is dark and it's dismal. And Iran has a big player in Syria and always has been, and Iran is in the news. What kind of bothers me isn't that it's not in the news. It's just that it's not in the Christian news.
There you go.
We as Christians don't really understand what God's doing around the world. And I don't know if your listeners know it, because I find when I speak in churches on Sundays, most churches don't know it, but never before in the history of known history has the Muslim population come to Christ in the numbers as they have right now. Inside Syria, more people have come to faith, and more Muslims have come to faith in the last 5 years than in the last 50 years. The numbers are astonishing. The fields are not white unto harvest. They're bleached. The fruit is dropping. You say, how does that happen? It's the same thing in America. Muslims don't mean they're Muslim. It doesn't mean they're radical Muslims. It just means they were born in Syria, not given the advantages of Americans, and a civil war took place because five boys decided to write graffiti on a wall, and the rest is history. They had to flee for their lives. God died for them as much as he died, Amen. Don, for you and for me. Amen. They're people. They're human beings. And if we go in with a food bag, if we go in with some love, if we go in with that cup of cold water or that coat that Jesus talks about in the book of Matthew, we are being his hands and his voice, because that takes care of their physical need, but it can't end there. It has to go to a conversation. Remember, we do everything unconditional, but unconditional goes both ways. And we need to have a conversation. I want to know about your past, Don. But you also want to know about my past. Mm-hmm. And I want to share with you that Jesus Christ is a big part of my past. Without him, I wouldn't be where I am today. And we have that opportunity to sit with these people that we call Muslims, but they're no more Muslims than Americans or Christians.
Good way to put it.
And so you need to understand that. These aren't bad people. These are people that are looking for something. What makes them tend to go bad, if I can phrase it that way, and I hate to, is because Christians aren't standing up and filling that gap, and radical groups are filling that gap. They're adding their version of dignity to it. And by the way, for those of you who aren't sure that about Heart for Lebanon, we've been doing this now 13 years. We have a track record. Charity Navigators has given us the top rating, Excellence in Giving top rating. You can go down the list of all these and check them out for yourself. They're on the website. You can find it yourself. We do what we say, and we say what we do, and we do it for the lowest cost possible.
Here's the thing, though, Don. Lives are hanging in the balance. They really are. And your gift today could make the difference. $29 a month will help us provide Christian education, food, and essentials for survival for an entire refugee family. That's an average of about 6.2 people in every tent that constitutes a family there. And it's a, you know, by our terms, certainly a dysfunctional family. Usually doesn't have a dad there. It's usually a mom, an aunt, cousins, brothers, sisters, somebody. Haven't met anybody who hasn't had someone who's been lost in the war. But your gift can affect an entire family. Every $29 gift takes care of a family for a month. So if you're not ready to make a monthly investment, make a generous one-time gift and take care of as many months as you can. Here's the telephone number, 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222. You also can give online. It takes just a couple of moments. In fact, online at WAVA.com, great place to find out more about Heart for Lebanon. You click the Heart for Lebanon banner, you not only can give there in just a couple of seconds, you can watch videos about what God's doing in the ministry and through the ministry of Heart for Lebanon and find out more about us. Like Tom said, you can find out more about some of the what others are saying about Heart for Lebanon. Kick the tires a little bit, but don't waste time. As we said, lives are hanging in the balance. 888-249-5222 or online at WAVA.com.
And folks, you know, as Jack was just talking about it, $29 a month, I thought many of you give in an incremental basis of, say, $200 or $300 or $400 or $500 one-time gift. If you give a $350 gift, you've taken care of it. Some of you say, I'd like to break it out over the 12 months. That's why it's set up so well. But others of you, you say, I just want to do this and do it now. I'll take care of the year right now. $348 to be exact, $350 will get you where you want to be in that regard. Again, we're going to come back with a lot more. 888-249-5222. 888-249-5222 or online at WAVA.com.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Are you looking to move to a bigger home? Are you worried about how you're going to sell your house and buy the next one without being homeless or having to pay for two homes? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven system includes our guaranteed move-up program. If you're looking to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Christy was the best. Christy did a great job. We listed the house Thursday, and the house was sold by Monday. They listed the house for $939, and we ended up getting $970. Recommending Christy would be easy to do. One of the things, too, that Christy did was the negotiations of the waiver of inspections, appraisals. Couldn't be more satisfied.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's G-U-Y to 85850.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about. Investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group. Serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Imagine finding a note nailed to your front door that said, "You will not be safe if you stay here." Now imagine you were given that note because you are a Christian. This is exactly what happened to a pastor in Laos. After being told to leave the village, leaders initially allowed he and his family to stay and even affirmed their Christian faith. Shortly afterward, however, an arsonist tried to set fire to his home. Though the fire was extinguished, a note was found threatening his family if he didn't leave. Pray God's protection for this pastor and his family and courage for our Christian family in Laos.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them suffer alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
I love the name of the ministry, Heart for Lebanon. We know the Father's heart is a heart for the whole world, but he's very specific in the areas of concern. He calls men and women into ministries such as this one. I mean, we have an example of that right here in the studios. Tom Adama, co-founder of this ministry, and you may have caught the story in an earlier hour. He and his partner, his co-founder, Camille, didn't plan on what they're doing now. But that's often the case, isn't it, Tom, that God puts you somewhere and then he has ideas in mind you didn't even realize.
Hey, I come off a dairy farm. This is the last thing I'd ever thought I was going to do. God had something totally different. If you knew my whole story, you'd say, you're not qualified to do what you're doing by a long shot. But God says, you know what? Just be available. Yeah. I'll take care of the rest. Stick with it, and we're going to do it. And that's why we're asking you to be part of our ministry today. We want to represent you to these Muslim kids, to these Muslim families. You might never meet them this side of heaven, but someday.
Amen.
And I say this in all honesty. One of the reasons that drives my wife and I to do what we do, not just for Heart for Lebanon, but a few other key organizations as well, is I don't want to get to a place in my life where I look back and say, how did I miss that? I don't want to get to heaven and see these kids coming in and running up to people and them have a relationship. You're the one who gave me money. You're the one who did this. You're the one who prayed for me. You're the one who did that. And I understand some people can't give money. All they can do is pray. But that's not a throwaway for us. That's a big deal for us.
Amen.
We need people to pray. But do you really want to miss that opportunity? I don't. My wife and I sit there, and I got to be honest with you, Don, and say sometimes I think I've got a little fear in me about that. Mm. What would it look like if I missed the opportunity? What would it look like if I look back, if God lets me live another 20 years and the Syrian war is done and – how did I miss that? Henry Blackaby said it best. Find out where God's working and join him.
Amen.
And I got news for you. Everybody tells you that God's working amongst the Muslim people.
Yes.
And Lebanon's the most democratic, freest country in the world to do it in. In fact, you can proselytize. It's in their constitution. You're allowed to proselytize in Lebanon. The problem is, so is everybody else. So it's not just Christians. We're up against a war with the evil one, and we are on the winning team. But we need your help. We need your prayers, and we need your financial investment.
888-249-5222, 888-249-5222. That's the number for you to be involved right now. You know, Tom said it just a couple of moments ago. Now is our moment in time. And I don't mean that just because you're listening at this very moment, although I don't believe that's a mistake either. But this is our moment in time in history. Do you realize that, you know, 8 years ago you could have never gone into the country of Syria and preached the gospel? But God, in his providence, has brought 2 million people across the mountains, just a, you know, for some, an unbelievable journey across the mountains. 5 days some people took to cross by foot. The poorest of the poor brought these people from Syria into the country of Lebanon, where, like Tom said, now they are able to hear the gospel. They would have never been able to have that moment in Syria. So this is God's appointed moment in time for them to be able to hear, but we can't do it without your help. $29 a month provides Christian education, food, and the very essentials that these people need to survive for an entire family of six for an entire year. That's just 98 cents a day. But if you're not ready to make a monthly commitment, that's okay. As Don was mentioning earlier, you can make a one-time gift of $348. That would take care of this family for an entire year, $348. Whatever God's laying on your heart, will you just listen to that call right now and pick up the phone, 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222 or online at WAVA.com. You know what's been really cool for me, Don, is as I've been now associated with Heart for Lebanon, really almost from the beginning. Tom started this organization with Camille in 2006. I took my first visit in 2008. And again, you talked about it earlier, never had any idea the Syrian war at that time would break out and the terrible effects that we're now dealing with would be there in Lebanon. But God in his providence knew that too, and we've got an incredible opportunity right now. But what's been really thrilling for me has been to see this organization start in its embryonic stages by just handing to 100, at that time it was 100 Iraqi war refugees. We were giving monthly food portions to, and now we're serving 2,000 refugee families each month, providing Christ-centered education for nearly 300 kids in our Hope Centers, and over 1,000 kids every other week through our Hope on Wheels ministry. You make all of that happen as you give right now. But what's been great has been to see God bless the plan. Because the plan was, let's not be a hit-and-run organization. We don't want to jump in. We don't want to dump supplies and then move on to the next refugee tent settlement. Because listen, the numbers that I just shared with you, they could be a lot larger. They could be much larger, but we wouldn't be having the impact. Because what Heart for Lebanon does through your help is every month that we're there, we go in month after month after month. I've had the privilege of doing this. Sit in the tents and listen to the heartbreaking stories of the people who've lost loved ones, who are struggling just to get to the next day. And then through that relationship, finally, they say, why do you even care? And there you go, the opportunity to share the fact that we care for them because Jesus cared for us. And we get the chance to share the gospel, and then that third step happens, the transformation in these people's lives, and we see it over and over again. I'm going to share with you just real quickly that process, and I think it's explained very well by a guy I like to call one of our rock stars, Don. This is Milad. He runs our Hope Center ministry in the South, and he talks about the difference in the way Heart for Lebanon is doing ministry.
We want to show them that they are very valuable in God's eyes. Most of the refugees, they flooded to Lebanon after the Syrian crisis started with a perception that they are alone and they are not valuable. They are numbers. In the Islamic community, they look at them as numbers. In Heart for Lebanon, we care. We deal with them as a value. We deal with them as God's children. We are there when their kids are in hospital. We are there when their kids need transportation to go to school. We are there when the family has lack of resources. We provide with a food portion to show them love. And this will open a door to lead them from despair to hope.
And Tom has said it very eloquently just a couple of moments ago. More people are responding to that than any other time in our history. Wouldn't you want to be a part of that? Listen, I know folks in this town, there's a lot of debate about what to do with the Middle East, right? There really is. There's a lot of debate and what to do with immigration and refugees. But here's the beautiful part of what we have an opportunity to be a part of today. We're not talking about bringing those people here. We're not talking about the government coming in and giving any kind of aid. We're talking about helping these people in their biggest hour of need right where they are. And for you listening right now, it's as simple as picking up the phone or going to the website. That's it.
I interviewed a fellow, Chuck Morris. You may know him. I wrote a book a couple of years ago called Seeking ISIS, Finding Jesus. Mm-hmm. And he went over into that area. And he shared with me some of the stories that are very similar to what you're saying, Tom, and it comes back to mind right now that we need to understand that these people in every way were very much like us Americans, except skin color and language and even religious belief. But what I'm saying is in terms of their comfort level, many of them were wealthy. They drove Mercedes. They lived in beautiful homes. But as you said in another hour, sometimes there was a knock on their door and they said, you've got 15 minutes to get out. Now, I've thought of that several times and thought, as Americans, how would you feel? How would you react, folks listening right now, if someone showed up at your door in the dark of night and said to you, you've got 15 minutes to leave. You can't take anything with you but what you can grab on your way out and never to return. And your automobiles, all the possessions that you've been given, been privileged to have as an American, is that not?
Well, that's perfectly beautiful picture of what it's like. They're basically middle-class people that have suffered tremendously, come to Lebanon by foot. Remember, that means when they left their house with nothing, their legal paperwork stayed in the house or the safe deposit box in the bank or wherever they kept it in Syria, and they moved into Lebanon with nothing. And that's why every one of them, in Western terminology, is illegal in Lebanon. Now, before you get really upset, the UN doesn't work in Lebanon helping refugees, Syrian refugees. And there's a good reason for that, in my opinion, and that's because it goes back to 1948, the year I was born. The world simply, in my simple way of saying it, said to Lebanon, listen, if you take care of the Palestinians, we'll take care of the problem and we'll fund the problem. To this day, they have done neither. And today there's 750,000 Palestinians in the country of Lebanon, a country about the size of Vermont with 4 million residents. And now you dump 2 million Syrian refugees. Now, if you go to websites and stuff, you'll see 1.1, 1.2, 1.5, 1.8, and 2 million. Numbers are all over the place because the UN doesn't really work. It won't work till the government recognizes Syrian refugees, and the government will not recommend them until the UN starts working with them. So you're in this vicious political cycle that's never going to end. It's just going to keep on talking. But in the middle of all of that, God's got a plan. God's got us an opportunity. God's given us this strategic moment that I think we should be jumping up and down with praise, because for, you know, I just admitted it. I'm over 70, all right? I've been a Christian for 65 years. And for most of those 65 years, I've been praying for God to open up the largest people group in the 1040 window that I could witness to them and do my part to share with them the love of Jesus Christ. I stopped praying 5 years ago for that prayer. He's given us the group. They're at our doorstep. Why are we still praying? Let's go to work. Well, and that work starts by picking up the phone and saying, I want to pray for you and I want to financially invest.
888-249-5222. There was a time when God said to Moses, get up off your face and get to work. I mean, it's a paraphrase, but he said...
It's a good one.
Yeah, it is. 888-249-5222. Listen, $29 a month will provide for Christian education, food, essentials for survival, for $348 one-time gift. We'll take care of that family for an entire year. 888-249-5222, online at WAVA.com. Stay with us. Get that dialing finger out, would you folks, and make that call or go online to our website. Make the gift. We desperately need your help to meet this need. We need it now.
This is the Entertainment Answer. How did actor Jake Gyllenhaal feel stepping onto the set of the new Spider-Man film to play Mysterio?
It was exciting, the journey would be, or how big this movie was going to be until I came on set the first day. But I was also surrounded by a group of people who were very loving and inclusive and allowed me to sort of slowly warm up into the process.
Spider-Man Far From Home, rated PG-13. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
This is a special alert for Americans who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes. Get ready for a toll-free hotline number. Call and get free information on how to take advantage of new initiatives that could significantly reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. Call Stop IRS Debt today at 800-893-8907. Learn how you can stop collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments, all by using a proven A-plus BBB-rated tax system that negotiates with the IRS for you. If you haven't filed returns in years, or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get tax relief. The government is ready to work out a generous program that can resolve your tax debt quickly. Be warned, this situation won't last forever, and your tax debt will only get worse if you don't act now. Do not try to handle it yourself. Call Stop IRS Debt now for free information. 800-893-8907. That's 800-893-8907. 800-893-8907.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Hi, I'm Chuck, founder of A-Action Home Services. We're family-owned and operated since 1976. We specialize in plumbing, electrical, and heating. When I started A-Action, my goal was to build a business with lifelong customers. How did I do this? By respecting our customers' time and great customer service. So call us today, and you too can say, problem solved. 703-922-1900. AActionHomeServices.com.
You'll see delays on the George Washington Parkway southbound at the Key Bridge. The accident there is on the ramp. You're jammed from Virginia 123. George Washington Parkway southbound, you're also on the brakes between the Memorial Bridge and the 14th Street Bridge. Trouble spots on the inner loop between Leesburg Pike and the I-270 spur, and again from Old Georgetown Road to New Hampshire Avenue and the 95 interchange to Central Avenue. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Download the Credit Karma app now. I'm Taylor Shea with traffic on WAVA.
A shower of thunderstorm in some areas this evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy and humid tonight. Low 70 to 75. For tomorrow, Independence Day, hot and humid. A mix of clouds and sun. Up to the thunderstorms in the area during the afternoon and evening. Storms will be slow moving with heavy rain, high 92. For the rest of tomorrow night, mostly cloudy and humid, low 70 to 75. There could be a shower thunderstorm Friday, high 90. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Bob Larson.
It's an ancient part of the world. Scripture has addressed it in so many different ways, all through the Old Testament, especially. We know Syria. It's a name you recognize immediately. Lebanon, the cedars of Lebanon comes to mind. All those beautiful images of Scripture, and yet that beautiful part of the world and people who've been there, certainly Tom has been there and Jack's been there, and I mentioned earlier my own executive assistant and her family, they ministered there. They all say what a beautiful area it is physically and so forth, and yet now being ripped apart by what we call the Syrian war. And Tom, it's a war that's been going on much longer than people realize. And you say there's no soon end in sight now.
Yeah, it's been going on 8 years, and I don't see any resolution in sight. You've got over 100 groups fighting each other. You've got two major powers in the Middle East fighting each other over Syria. You got the biblical revelation of building a crescent over Israel, and that's being done here. If they lose Syria, that crescent goes away. A large part of it goes away. So you have all these things fighting for that one piece of property. And you have Satan fighting for it, and you have Jesus fighting for it. And that's where we come in, because we think we know that we're on the winning team. We've already won. But the people that we're ministering to don't know that yet. So think of this. If you're a 7, 8, 9-year-old, every 7, 8-year-old that you know of has a dream, something they want to do, something they want to accomplish, and they've been shattered. Dignity's been lost. Future has been, well, there's no hope. What would it look like if we could go in there, and we can, and provide for some physical needs, which helps us build trust and gives us a platform that we are representing Jesus well. You can't do one without the other, in my opinion. You have to do the humanitarian aid piece. We're not building dependency, because we've talked about it this hour. We're working with 2,000 families, average family of six. 59% of them don't have a man in the house. It's women and children. Every one of those families is in desperate need of physical stuff, but also emotional and definitely spiritual. And so when we come in, we want to share with them that physical need, but we want to sit down and talk to them and have a conversation about their emotional need. And eventually they'll say to us, so why are you doing all this? You've never asked me for anything. The reason we're doing it is because we're driven by the compassionate heart of Jesus Christ to see your life changed, because he's changed my heart. And as soon as you say that, Don, they would say, who's Jesus? Glad you asked, because he's a personal friend of mine. In fact, I have a relationship with him. Is it a religion? No. It's not a religion. It's a relationship. It's all about it. In fact, I'll tell you an interesting story. At least I find it fascinating, because this lady would come to our Hope educational program every morning, wait outside the gate. And finally, our director came out after the second day and said, ma'am, your daughter's in school. She's fine. She'll get out at 2:30 this afternoon. You don't have to stand here. You can go home. She wouldn't leave. She did this day after day. Every day he'd come out. Every day she'd say the same thing. Every day he'd come out. A month later, she finally said to him, I expect my daughter to be thrown out, because in Syria she was so mean and so mad. And every day she wouldn't last an hour in school. And she's been there a whole month. I can't believe it. So I had the privilege of being in her tent, and she asked me, she said, they call me Uncle Tom for some strange reason. And she says, Uncle Tom, I don't know what you did to my daughter, because I expected her to be thrown out. And that's been over 2 months now, and she hasn't been thrown out. In fact, she's happy. She wants to go to school. She wants to learn. She wants to be part of Hope on Wheels. She wants to do all this stuff. I don't know what you did to my daughter. And without even thinking, her daughter said, Mom, I know. It's Jesus. He changed me. And Mom looked at me and said, Tom, Uncle Tom, can you go get Jesus and bring him here? I'd like to meet him. I said, he's right here, ma'am. He's right here. And that day I had the opportunity to lead that lady to faith in Jesus Christ. A little child will lead him. It's the value of a child. And that's why we put so much emphasis on reaching these children with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Doesn't happen, though, without your help today, folks. It does not happen without your help. You know, Heart for Lebanon is a nonprofit organization, a ministry that is dependent on people that not only pray for us, but also to give. And it's really simple to do this today. Phone call at 888-249-5222. That phone call will take you less than 4 minutes. 888-249-5222. I can't think of a better thing to do stuck in traffic on the Beltway, right? 888-249-5222. Or if you'd rather give online, maybe you're still at work, stuck there, and you think, oh, I don't have time to make a phone call. You can do this in 90 seconds. Click on the Heart for Lebanon banner at WAVA.com. Every $29 a month helps provide Christian education, food, and essentials for survival. And what it does is really provide the life change that Tom talked about. Make the call right now.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. More evidence of a slowdown in job growth. The private sector added just 102,000 new positions in June, according to data from ADP and Moody's Analytics. Tim Quinlan is a senior economist at Wells Fargo Securities.
These numbers have been averaging somewhere in the neighborhood of 200,000 or so for the last several years. So we're certainly seeing the shine come off the apple here in some of this more recent data.
We'll get June non-farm payrolls data from the Labor Department on Friday. New records for U.S. stocks. The Dow Industrials, NASDAQ Composite, and S&P 500 all recorded new closing highs in today's pre-holiday shortened trading session. The Dow jumped 179 points, the S&P added 22, and the NASDAQ moved up 61. One of the day's standout gainers, Kellogg, up 6.3%. A MarketWatch columnist wrote today that Kellogg, with its Morningstar Grillers vegetarian burgers, is sitting on a fake meat gold mine. Also, Symantec surged nearly 14% on reports chipmaker Broadcom is looking to acquire the company. That's Your Money Now.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super PolyGrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
PolyGrip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppes, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off.
Text GUY to 85850. That's G-U-Y to 85850.
Hi, Don Crow here for Cornerstone First Financial. I'm sure you'd agree that buying or refinancing a home can be intimidating for most of us. It's the biggest investment most of us will ever make, right? So when you're making that sort of a decision, you want someone you can trust. Someone who knows how to get the job done right and get it done at the best possible rate. And that's where Mark Livingstone and Cornerstone First come in. Now, I've known Mark for years, and I know the important qualities he and his staff bring to the table. I mean, things like integrity, attention to detail, follow-up, and communication, keeping you informed and in the loop every step of the way. And Cornerstone First guarantees to beat any other competitor on this very station, or they'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Why not pick the phone up right now and call Mark at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or on the web at com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ziprecruiter.com/free.
Like so many children, violence was all Manny and his brother have ever known. The war in Syria forced his family to flee Lebanon, but for Manny, the war that was going on inside his home was even worse. Denise, the director at Heart for Lebanon's Beirut Hope Center, explains.
He was crying, he was bleeding, and he told me that he's been crying. It was wintertime, it was raining. His shoes had a hole, and he didn't want his feet to get wet, so he kept on crying. And his dad was like, we can't, you know, you have to wear the shoes, go wear it. And he didn't want to wear it, and they want to wear it, and finally his dad lost it. But he couldn't control himself, so he kept on hitting him until he was bleeding and was sent to school.
The abuse that Manny was receiving from the hand of his own father, coupled with all that this little boy had experienced in Syria, turned him into one of the most aggressive students we've ever seen at the Hope Center. When he threatened other students with a knife on the playground, Denise was faced with the difficult decision to remove him from our school.
So next day, his sister will come, and then she was sad. And I said, what's wrong? And she said, both my brother can't walk. And she said, my dad put a rope around their legs on the bed, and then he cut a electric wire, and he kept on hitting them, so they barely can walk this morning.
But Heart for Lebanon went into action, reaching out in God's love to Manny and his family. The change in their lives has been remarkable. The abuse at home has stopped, and Manny, once an aggressive, mean-spirited young boy, is learning the violin, his life transformed by the gospel.
Well, Mahmoud now is a totally different person. Mahmoud knew how much we loved him. He knew this place is like his home and we care for him. I told them, even if you leave from here, we'll keep loving you. This door will be always open for you. So he believed in that and he kept on coming. Every morning we'll come, check on us, sit with us an hour, 2 hours, and he goes to school. We pray together, we talk. And Mahmoud now, he became a volunteer. Not only he became not aggressive, not only he's becoming, he's volunteering in our children's program with his brother, giving so much love and care to children that are in our centers.
Your monthly investment of just $29 will help Heart for Lebanon bring the gospel to refugees just like Manny and his family. every month, you can sustain hope by helping us to provide Christian education, food, and survival essentials for hurting refugees. Your gift today changes lives.
I've never thought I would be able to come to Lebanon and learn violin. I thank the Lord for that.
The number to call is 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222, or you can give online at wava.com. You know, Don, I had the privilege of being in that Hope Center, in that school with Denise and Manny. I actually recorded him playing the violin on my phone that day. Just an amazing story of what God has done in this little boy's life, taking someone who was so angry and then really transforming him. But I said to Denise that day, Don, I said, you know, I think I get this. I get it, right? You change a child, you can change a family. And she said, oh, Jack, it's way bigger than that. She said, you change a child, you can change his family. You change that family, you can change an entire community. You change the community, you can change a country. You change a country, you can change the world. And I went, okay, I get it. We can change the world today, folks. I don't think that's an exaggeration at all. You know, Tom said it earlier, what, 5, 15 kids, whatever, recklessly sprayed some graffiti on a wall, and Assad went crazy, and Syria's never been the same. And that country, folks, all you have to do is Google this. That country is rubble right now. You know, we talked a lot about the misnomer of whether the Syrian war is over or it isn't. I can tell you it's not. There was still violence even last night that didn't make our news. But the point of the matter is that doesn't really matter. It's the effects of what has already happened in these 8 years. The effects are what Heart for Lebanon is dealing with every day. You know, 5 million people have been forced to flee the country of Lebanon. 500,000 people are dead. 2 million of these people are in Lebanon right now, living in absolutely desperate circumstances, looking for hope, the hope that can only be found in Jesus. And today, you may be the difference between them hearing about that hope or not. $29 a month will help provide Christian education, food, and essentials for survival for not one refugee child, not one refugee, but a family of six. That's just 98 cents a day. I have to wonder, Don, and I've been there to actually look at it, and I wish I could take an entire WAVA audience there with me. But I have to wonder if we walk down the street in the District of Columbia or somewhere in Virginia or Maryland tonight, and we saw a family of six sitting on the street, and you knew you could change their life for 98 cents a day, I wonder how many of us would walk the other way. You got an opportunity to do that right now. 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222. If you can't make that monthly investment, a one-time generous gift of $116 takes care of 4 months. $348 takes care of this family for an entire year. Whatever God's telling you to do, make the call right now.
888-249-5222. Got it? 888-249-5222. Online, WAVA.com.
What could happen to your marriage if you had a personalized 6-week plan to grow your relationship?
Family Life wants to give you an ebook, Stronger Forever, with weekly steps toward greater marriage fitness, free. Just log on to our station website and use the keyword stronger.
And when you log on, you'll also be entered to win Family Life's Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise.
Get your free marriage ebook and register to win an 8-day luxury marriage cruise for two. Go to WAVA.com, keyword stronger.
Hello, I'm Bishop Harry Jackson, pastor of Hope Christian Church. Tune in to the Hope Connection every weekday at 2 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. And join us at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, Sundays at 9 or 11:30 a.m. Learn more at thehopeconnection.org. May the Lord Jesus bless you. And remember, we're saving a seat just for you.
He was hilarious. He was enraged. For many, he was the most trusted man in television news. See the new exhibit, Seriously Funny, from the desk of The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, now open at the Newseum.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, Got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's G-U-Y to 85850.
It takes the written word and the living word to hear heaven open up.
Dr. Tony Evans says one without the other leaves us in darkness.
You've got to come to the light if you want to experience daytime in your life.
A look at restoring God and His Word to their rightful places. This week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Weekdays at 3 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on WAVA.
105.1 FM, WAVA.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. I want to just encourage you to tune in to our program every day. If you're struggling with some area or someone you know is struggling in some area and you'd like to be able to give them some good, godly advice, maybe we can help you with that here on New Life Live. We're right here on WAVA 105.1 at 1 p.m. It's part of life-changing talk radio. Come join us for New Life.
I've been privileged to work with Heart for Lebanon and to go and visit and to see the work that they're doing on the ground with refugees in Lebanon. And I am absolutely convinced that they're a strategic partner in the gospel and in opportunities to reach people that we've never dreamt of reaching before. They're an integral, beautiful, God-inspired, God-led movement, and I'm proud to be associated with them. I hope that you can see in your future a partnership with Heart for Lebanon.
That's author Danielle Strickland talking about her involvement with our ministry, Heart for Lebanon. We're very grateful for Danielle and for the opportunity to partner together. You can partner with her, with us right now at 888-249-5222. Every gift of $29 helps provide another month of Christian education, food, and survival essentials for a refugee family of six. 888-249-5222. Or online at WAVA.com.
Tom, in this last couple of minutes, tell us about Wheels, Lebanon on Wheels, is it?
Hope on Wheels.
Maybe
it should be Lebanon on Wheels. I don't know.
Hope on Wheels. We just have probably a minute or a minute and a half. But tell us what that's about.
Well, a couple of years ago, we had our education program we've been doing all along with our 300 kids in our educational program. But my wife and I were in a refugee tent settlement in the Bekaa Valley. And I came out of that, and Camille was there with us. And I looked at Camille, and I said, Camille, what are we going to do for all these kids? There's nothing here. There's no organized play. There's nothing. They're throwing rocks and just beating up on each other because there's absolutely nothing. And there's hundreds of kids in each one of these tent settlements, and 17 of them. What are we going to do? We don't have room in our education. So we came up with what I call is the good humor truck. Best way to describe it is, remember when the Good Humor truck came to our town and rang the bell and all his kids go running out and we join the truck and have fun? Well, we come to the tent settlement and we ring the bell and we pull out the stage off the truck and we do sports and we use backyard Bible clubs and we use puppets and we teach health and hygiene training. We do character traits, leadership training, and blow-ups and a whole lot of fun with all these kids. Every month, over 1,300 kids every month are involved in Hope on Wheels. It's one of the most fabulous programs, a consistent basis going from camp to camp to camp to reach young people to have fun, to reach them to have purpose, to reach them to dream, all because we reach them with the love of Jesus Christ.
Folks, it's a well-developed ministry, as you can hear if you've been listening over the last hour. And there's so much more we're going to be sharing as we continue this campaign. Bottom line is, what are you going to do about it? You know, I've often said it's one thing to feel badly. There's plenty of room in the Gospels for emotion. Jesus wept over the needs of Jerusalem. He wept at Lazarus' tomb. But if you just feel badly, you haven't changed anything. Let's translate that feelings into action. 888-249-5222. Online at WAVA.com. Thanks for doing something right now.
A-Action Home Services. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. Serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily. 703-922-1900.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA-FM and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.